Why do some men take out their financial frustrations on their partners? It's the step down. This is the point on Hard Facts where we start to cool things down. We move away from current affairs. We get a bit more personal. And I'm talking about today's topic because of a story that a woman shared on Twitter. When I took that story to my group chat, a lot of you who listen to the step down know my group chat. Many of the women there said, yes, so they faced the same thing in the past. When a man they were with was without a job or was out of a job. Let me read the story to you. This woman on Twitter said, quote, "The first time I allowed myself to be openly obsessed about a boyfriend, he lost his job in the relationship and I saw hell. I had to be careful with what I say, how I say anything, even how I look at him. He started treating me like a plague. If I send him money, it's not gratitude I get first. It's either a fight or an assumption that I am showing off. I didn't even mind that he lost his job, but he kept assuming. He kept concluding, almost as if he desperately wanted me to mock him or something. I almost lost my mind. For no reason, he wouldn't talk to me for days. He would be active on all groups we were both in, but he would not reply my chat of 4 days ago. I couldn't even share good news about my job with him because I was achieving some things at work. But how dare I mention it? I was walking on shells around him. I wanted to quit the relationship, but I felt if I did, it would justify all he always wanted. He would then be able to run to Twitter and say, women dump men that don't have jobs or that lost their jobs. That's the narrative that he would run with. One time he needed airtime. He didn't ask me, his supposed girlfriend. He went to one of the groups we were both in to post it. I felt so insulted. Luckily for me, most people did not know we were together. That was the last chapter of my realization that this dude I was obsessed with actually hates me. As soon as God answered our prayers like this, I ended the relationship." End quote. People, they go through, you know, they go through tense. And like I said, when I shared this story in my group chat, many of the women said, yes, I faced this before. Or they said they knew many women who'd seen this type of shege from a husband or from a boyfriend when he was out of work. And then I started thinking about the glass ceiling. A lot of you listen to the glass ceiling. It airs every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And on the glass ceiling, we talk about the different barriers in the way of women as they try to achieve equality, right? And we talked about how domestic abuse goes up when women start out earning their husbands. I don't know if you remember when we had that conversation. A lot of the men at the time, when we talked about it, they called me and they said, Sandra, it's because the women start becoming proud, start becoming hostile. But a lot of the women who called into the show said, no, it's because the men become insecure and paranoid and start reading meanings into very normal things that before they wouldn't have cared about. Now, I'm sure that both things happen. In some cases, it's the woman being disdainful because she makes more money, just like some men are disdainful of their wives. In some other cases, it's the man being insecure. And in some cases, it is both. So I'm not going to argue with, you know, oh, which one is more common, which one is not. I'm here to talk specifically about the situation where it's the man being insecure, even though the woman is being normal and considerate with him. Why? That's what I want to find out today. Why? What is it about that situation that makes some men get very insecure? Why is it that they cannot handle all of that insecurity in a constructive way? Why do they start attacking the woman and reading meanings into everything she's doing? 0700993993993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. For the women, have you been in a similar situation before? Have you been in a relationship with a man and he lost his job all of a sudden while you were still working or earning money and therefore you had more money than he did? Did that change the nature of the relationship, the dynamics within the relationship? How did it change? For men, has it happened to you? You know, did the dynamic of the relationship change? But again, I'm not trying to debate, oh, this is who does this and who does. I'm focusing specifically on the men who, become, what's the word I'm looking for now, insecure. When they have a woman that is doing normal, a woman that is considerate with them, treating them with respect, doing everything that you're supposed to do with a partner that loses their job. What is it about that situation that makes some men get very insecure? Why is it that they cannot handle that insecurity in a constructive way? Why do they start attacking the woman? Reading meaning into everything she does. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, the numbers are 0700-993-993-993. That's, of course, for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Sandra.
How you doing?
Finally, I got to you for the first time.
Yay! What's your name, sir?
My name is Anthony Anazudo.
Anthony Anazudo, welcome.
I want to actually explain this way.
Okay.
When it comes to a man losing his job, it's a natural thing that comes with people when they lose something or when they're in pain.
Okay.
For example, when a woman is pregnant, you know, she tends to pick some habits that she's not used to before.
Okay.
And if you're a good man or a good husband, you're supposed to support her during that period of 9 months.
Okay.
Because you know she was not used, this was not her normal life before.
Right.
So the same way, a good woman, she understands that when a man loses his job, don't see it as a normal way of life, because at that time, that man is in pain, psychological pain. No man wants to stay without being in control of his home or being with money.
Okay.
And if you are very emotional or supportive woman, you should understand at that point in time that you have an extra job to do in that man in order to make him understand that he's still the boss or the head of the home. If you just tend to maybe somebody can tell him when you guys are, when things are normal, you tell him, oh, get away, or you are crazy, you know. It was a joke. He would take it as a joke, but things were normal. But it's not normal. Once you tell him that, he will start to feel like, oh, you're not insulting me because.
But wouldn't that amount to walking on eggshells around him for the woman?
As I said, it's a bigger job for the woman at that point in time. It won't be as usual.
Right.
Just like I explained earlier, when a woman is pregnant, a man needs to work extra. So in order to, be supportive.
Right.
Even a woman who is working, and you guys are in marriage, and she loses her job, it will also amount into some extra work for the man as well. Once you're a human being, you are bound to react when you lose something good going on in your life.
Right.
So I am not saying that it is.
No. I understand. I understand. You're just trying to explain where it comes from as far as you're concerned.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony Anazodo. And I do hope you call us again. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. I've got this message here on WhatsApp from John Chelsea in Aja. John Chelsea says, this story is true. It happened to me when I lost my job. My baby mama left me for my friend who knows that she is my wife-to-be. It is just a bad experience. Okay. Now, like I said, when we started the conversation, I know that there are women who are not supportive of their men when they lose their jobs. I know that, there are all kinds of different situations, but we're talking specifically now about women who are supportive of their boyfriends or husbands when they lose their job, right? So like the woman in this story who says that she was doing everything to ensure that the guy did not feel threatened, to ensure that the guy felt supported, and it still was not enough. He read meanings into everything. He accused her of feeling too big. There was just nothing that she could do that was good enough. And that she refused to leave him so that he will not be one of those men that will come online and say, oh, my woman left me because I lost my job. And as soon as he got a new job, she just left him because she saw that I didn't want to do this for the rest of my life. And so that's why I'm asking for the men who, as a result of a job loss, become insecure, right? Why are they unable to handle it in a constructive way when they have a woman that is being a partner in every sense of the word? When they have a woman that is not rubbing it in, that is not being disrespectful, you know, all the things that people complain about, you know, that some women do. Why is it that when they have a woman who is being normal with them, being considerate with them, what is it about that situation that makes some men get so insecure that they cannot handle that insecurity in a constructive way? Why do they start attacking the woman? Why do they start reading meanings into everything she's doing? I really loved that call from Anthony. Anthony gave a really great analogy about, you know, pregnancy and how when women are pregnant, they become entirely different people. And so for men who love their women, they have to, build extra patience and do extra work, you know. And then he compared that to, you know, a situation where a man loses his job. The woman then has extra work of just being extra understanding of that situation. But that's what Anthony thinks. I want to know what you think. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Suleri.
Charles from Suleri, talk to me.
Yeah, quick one. I was just 2 cents. But the man lost his job. He's not happy.
You're right.
When a woman is pregnant, his man is also pregnant.
Okay.
So man lost his job. He's angry. Any small thing can make you to get angry. So a woman should do extra job to console the man that lost his job. Even a prescribed man working, he lost his job. The man has to do extra work to keep her. Most of the time,
I'm hearing you, huh?
Yeah, most of the time, when the man lost his job, he's frustrated. He doesn't know where the next day will come from. One, and two, you should respect that man because he's still the head of the family. Not because he lost his job, can't talk to him anyhow.
Yes, but I'm saying that the woman in this story respects the man, is patient with the man, is considerate with the man, but it's still not enough. The man is still attacking her, still, you know, treating every word that comes out of her mouth like an attack. Why? Where does that come from?
It's wrong. That's bad habit.
Okay. All right, Charles.
It's bad habit.
Charles from Suleri, thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. My name is David.
David, welcome.
Calling you from Omoshoki currently.
Talk to me.
In traffic.
Okay.
One of the things that I tell my sisters to do most of the time is, before you marry a man, be sure that you don't marry somebody that is threatened by your success. Be sure that you don't marry a man that, you know, when you earn more than him, he's not comfortable. Do you understand?
Okay.
In this case that you said, of course, everybody knows I'm a man as well.
Okay.
When there is not enough money, you're in corner mode. There is everything. You flip out almost everything. Yeah.
Right.
But if you are lucky to have a supportive wife, you know, wisdom tells you to keep her. Wisdom tells you to even be inspired to work harder. However, for this woman in this situation, what I think she can do a lot better is, instead of handing the man bread, right, help him to maybe, because when a man loses his job, right, something breaks in him. Something breaks. So help him to see himself again. Help him to, you know, regain his confidence in himself again. And possibly he's going to start, you know, picking up and get better.
Right.
Sometimes it may not be that the man is entirely a bad person. There's just something broken in his ego. And of course, maybe he's not, definitely not handling it well for him to have been you know, reactive to a woman that is supportive to him in his downtime. Because it's not a rare thing to see in this generation. I'm not sorry to say.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a personal experience, and I know it ended.
Okay.
So, but if he's lucky to have a supportive woman, please keep her, and maybe the woman can help him to see him again. You know, and start building confidence in himself to look for another job, to start a business, to do something else, instead of just paying the bills, because there are two different ways of being there, you know, for a man. You know, he doesn't want you to just pay the bills. You are paying the bills, you are putting food on the table, you know, it goes beyond that. That will continue to, you know, injure or harm his ego. But if you help him to see him again, if you help him to see opportunities in his skills and talent, you know, maybe possibly help him to apply for jobs. Maybe he would do better.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for calling, David. If you just tuned in, this is A Step Down on Hard Facts. If you listen to Hard Facts, you know that everything we're talking about is bish, hard. But on The Step Down, like the name implies, we take our feet off the pedal, we cool things down all the way, and we get very personal. And today I'm sharing the story of a woman who said that the first time she allowed herself to be openly obsessed about a boy, friend, he lost his job in the relationship and she saw hell. She had to be careful what she said, how she said anything, even how she looked at him. He started looking at her like a plague. If she sends him money, it's not gratitude that she will get first. It's either a fight or an assumption that she was showing off. She didn't even mind that he lost his job, but he kept assuming. He kept concluding almost as if he desperately wanted her to mock him or something. She also almost lost her mind. For no reason, he wouldn't talk to her for days. He would be active on all the groups that they are in together, but he will not reply her messages from 4 days ago. She couldn't even share good news about her job with him because she was achieving some things in work at work that she wanted to share. Because, I mean, you're in a relationship. You want to share with your boyfriend, right? Or your husband. But you can't even share because how dare you mention it? She was walking on shelves around him. She wanted to quit the relationship. But she felt that, Omo, if she did, he would run to Instagram or Twitter. Dear Juru, dear Twitter, women will leave you, dump you when you lose your job. She didn't want that narrative. She says that one time when he needed airtime, he didn't ask his girlfriend. He went to a group that they were in together and posted that he needed airtime. She said she felt so insulted. That her luck was that most people in the group did not know that they were a couple. She said that that was the last chapter for her as she realized, okay, I cannot be with this guy even though I'm obsessed with this guy. This guy hates me. And she said as soon as God answered their prayers and he got another job, she ended the relationship. And so my question this evening is why that happens. I'm not litigating whether or not, some men end up having to deal with pride and hostility from their women, you know, when they lose their jobs. That happens. I'm not here to debate whether men become insecure and paranoid and start reading meanings into very normal things that before they wouldn't have cared about. That happens. We're not litigating these things. Both things happen. Sometimes they even happen at the same time, right? Okay. I'm not arguing which one is more common. I'm talking specifically about the situation where it is the man being insecure, even though the woman is being normal with him, considerate with him. Why? What is it about that situation that makes the men get so insecure that they cannot handle that insecurity in a constructive way? Why do they start attacking the woman, start reading meanings into everything she does? So we're having a very narrow conversation, very specific conversation. If you're a woman, I want to hear from you. Have you been in this situation before? With a man you love, he loses his job. You're the perfect example of a partner, of a man that has lost his job, and still it wasn't enough. Are you a man who has been in this situation before? You've had a very supportive woman, you know, when you lost your job, and still it was a problem for you. You can talk to me anonymously. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. 0145-7190. 0700-993-993-993. Hi.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Sandra, happiness for me, Korodo.
Happiness, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, for me, it goes down to character.
Okay.
You know, when a man has a good heart, even when he lost his job, he will know how to control his emotions. When he sees a nice woman, he will still appreciate her.
Okay.
He will not be that violent, you know, start making different comments. When a man is not nice, he's not nice. Mm-hmm. Even when he lost his job,
okay,
and he has a job, he will still be who he is. So it goes down to being a good person.
Okay.
That's my own opinion.
Happiness says it goes down to character. 93.5. Hello?
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name, sir?
My name is Martin. Good evening.
Martin, talk to me.
Well, out from the angle of recently, the social media was awash with the story of the celebrity that was lost, Nollywood celebrity. And the story had it that the wife was richer and more powerless.
Mm.
You know, and of course, I don't know if you followed that story.
I'll take
my argument from that story.
Okay.
You see, sometimes it's not about the woman, it's about the family of the woman.
Okay.
It's about her friends. It's about what the public would say of you as a man.
Okay.
Probably label you a co-teacher, probably label you a woman, probably label you just about anything. Okay. It's about you losing your manhood, you not being able to call the shots in the relationship, you not being the man, really. I think for most people, or even 90% of men, that's usually the issue.
Okay.
You know, thank you, Andrew.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello? 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 All right.
Hello, President. How are you doing?
I'm very well. What's your name, sir?
Can I remember your name?
Yes, please. Talk to me.
Yeah. On the topic that is being discussed,
mm-hmm.
It depends on individual.
Okay.
It depends on individual. Some can handle it.
Okay.
And it comes with a lot of insecurity. If you love your woman and you trust your woman,
mm-hmm.
there's no need for you to go very low like that.
Okay.
It's a different stroke. I know of a lady whose husband lost the work and she was this high office.
Mm-hmm.
This woman never allowed the children to know that her father was not working.
Okay.
She picked all the bills. And when she wants to give them money, she would give the money to the husband. To disburse to the children, even in the higher institution.
Okay.
She never allowed them to know. There's another one I knew who was in a big oil company, head of procurement.
Mm-hmm.
The man lost the job, but the woman did not allow anybody to know. Due to an estate and gave the husband the key, but made the man comfortable, and there was no problem. But you see, we all have different problems. I have a share of my own, which is why I said I want to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
In my own case, I had a very beautiful wife, though a blessed moment, and she's late.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
The problem, started when she allowed third party to come in and started getting negative advice.
Okay.
She used to pick my bills, you know, buy my clothes, do everything. But when she allowed third party, then I had lost my job. I was going back to the UK because I was resident in UK.
Okay.
And the baby came, and I just couldn't leave her like that so that she wouldn't feel comfortable or abandoned.
Mm.
I stayed back. She was good. She had a good job. She was paying my bill, doing everything. And I gave support, kind support.
Mm-hmm.
I run errands for her, cook, do everything, just to make ease of the things because she has to go to work and come in. But at the end of the day, what did I get when the negative advice came in? I don't know what the advice are, but I started hearing things like lazy. You know, even asked me to go out and be a man, called me coward. But I refused to lift a finger or do anything. So it's a case of different persons. I don't know how they see it.
Anonymous, thank you very much for calling us. You know, if the problem is about what others will say, not the girlfriend, why take it out on the girlfriend? Because I was thinking about what the caller, I believe it was Martin, said. You know, not the anonymous caller now, when he was referencing the celebrity who passed on, and when he was talking about, well, the family members and the friends, you know. Why take it out on the girlfriend if you're worried about what other people will say? Let me go to WhatsApp where we have a few messages. Charles says, one time I lost my job. It was my girlfriend that was taking care of me, and I loved her more. Okay. Sandra, some years ago, I lost my job for a year. My wife was managing us. After a while, the attitude changed. She would snap at me in front of the kids. Okay, excuse me. She would snap at me in front of the kids, the nanny, use hurtful words. We're good now, but I've not forgotten the humiliation, embarrassment, and pain. Naturally, women can fund the house. The fact is, the more a woman spends, the drier the love and respect that she gives the man. It is nature. It's a tough situation for men to be in. So while I was in this situation, my wife would scream at me for hours about how tired she is with being the breadwinner and co. I live in a barrack type house, like 16 flats. All my neighbors knew what was up in my house. A day she threw padlock at me because I broke her car key in front of my kids and house help. How am I supposed to feel, even if she sends me money, cooks a nice meal or something nice after? Now imagine her sending me 20k after such an incident. That's Aking with that message. Aking, I'm really sorry you experienced that. However, I'm talking specifically about women who don't do what your wife did with you. I'm talking about women who, you know, for the entire 1 year that you were without a job, were very supportive, were, you know, very upholding, uplifting of you. There are still men that find a way to attack women like that, that find a way to make life difficult for women like that. That's the case, the specific scenario I'm talking about. But I do sympathize that you experienced that. That should not happen. Either ways, we shouldn't have partners who take out our job loss on us, and we shouldn't take out our job loss on our partners. But it's doubly interesting when the partner is being very supportive that the man has lost his job, and still we have the man taking it out on her. Adeshino Ayatoyinbo says, you see, if it's my wife who does this thing that you're discussing to me here. Whenever she's broke, it's all time for attitudes. She once said she cannot withstand the scene of paying our transport fare when we go out together, even when she's aware I'm broke. Hence, she prefers to hand the money to me before time in order to make people not see me as less of a man who couldn't take care of his wife. I don't like this mentality. All right. Adeshina Ayatoyinbo, thank you for your message. We've got Kanisi Fangi who says, Sandra, avoiding C finish is the issue. Siblings of the lady will start viewing the man as a gold digger. Okay. If siblings are the problem, why take it out on the woman? We've got this message here. Sandra, it's not entirely insecurity. The issue is sometimes some women love to be begged for everything before they become accessible. Unfortunately, most men's ego will not allow them to thread that path. Ade Olowo from Ogun State. Ade, thank you very much for your message. We've got Mr. Raji from Yannick Baja who says, I just think the real point of this matter is it depends on the individual involved. For example, in my case, I was sick. And for almost 2 years, it was my wife that was taking care of me and our children. I never for once had any thought that my wife will ever shockly me. Shockly, that's a new word I've learned. And I thanked God that it never happened until I got back on my feet and to be able to work again. So please, Ma, I will say it depends on the individual involved. Okay, Mr. Raji, I'm glad you're not one of those. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3.
Sorry about that.
Yes,
thank you,
sir.
Martin, I'll tell you why such men take it out on the woman. You see, a man that is in a relationship where the woman earns more money, mm-hmm. or is richer than he is, mm-hmm. is usually on edge.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that, not an urge. Mm-hmm. You're sensitive. You're sensitive to what she says.
Okay.
You're sensitive to what she doesn't even say. You're sensitive to the very look she gives you. You're sensitive to her friends, the comments that you don't hear.
Why?
You are very sensitive. You're high on sensitivity.
Why?
You're all sensitive.
Why?
So you begin to react to things that she's not saying. Even when she's not saying anything.
Why?
You just, is it because you're picking the beef? Is it because you're doing that? Because you sent me 100K. What is it about you? Are you the first person? It's just about those things that you don't hear, that you feel that she's saying.
So you're busy chasing shadows that are not there, and you're taking it out on her, and you are degrading the quality of the relationship between you and her. Interesting. 99.3, hello.
Sorry, Sonia.
It's okay. Hi. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. I think just like the happiness said, I think it boils down to, this is Moses calling from Lekki, sorry.
Yes, talk to me, Moses.
It all boils down to orientation, Sandra.
The what?
It boils down to orientation.
Orientation.
The way you train yourself and the way you are trained and the way you retrain yourself.
Okay.
The truth is that this thing people say their wife gives them money.
Hmm.
And for them to do something, I'm surprised, because most times when I go out with somebody or with a lady, I always give them money, go and pay, or they give me. So I see no reason you giving me money to go and pay. Anybody can say anything they like, but you can always pay.
But that tells me that you're a very confident man. You're a man who is very secure in himself. How did you get to be very secure in yourself?
I said, it all boils down to orientation. For me, I believe anybody can pay. The most important thing is, don't use me as discussion, because maybe now I lost my job and you are paying the bill. Don't discuss about it, because once you don't discuss it, nobody will see anything to see.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And one thing I always believe is the way we take others before others, as in the way we treat you before others, that's the way others will treat you. If you don't want anybody to treat your man or your wife anyhow, you will never disrespect or treat that person anyhow in the presence of anybody. You will always have your misunderstanding, and when you are to talk to this person, you talk to them in private. I don't know how to take my anger on someone because you treat me bad in public and everyone. I will wait when it's calm, because I believe when you are hot and that person is hot, you can never get anything right out of it. But when it's calm, you get home, you tell the person now of that, this thing you did, I don't like it. It's not even right to discuss what you are having or whatever problem you're having between you and your children. Mommy doesn't need to tell children that daddy said I should give you. And daddy doesn't need to tell children that mommy said I should give you. Money comes from anywhere. We are all one family. So it doesn't depend on the name, but it depends on how we treat ourselves before you, children, and before others. People will always talk. They have their mouth. So I don't need you to hand over money for me to pay. Me, I even prefer you pay. You are my wife. You can always pay.
All right. Thank you so much, Moses, for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Can I
talk to me?
Look, this last guy spoke my mind, okay?
Okay.
He really was so apt on a lot of, the way I wanted to present the matter. Look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me start by saying, blame it on the pressure put on men from religion and culture.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. Where they say man has to provide.
Right.
It's almost like a burden on men.
Right.
And then people who usually will come from religious angle will tell you, to tell you that, look, God said a man is this, a man is that, Bible said this or that,
right,
whatever.
Right.
The question I ask is, if they say God said a man must be the one to provide, why is it that most men are losing jobs? Why don't all men, if that is a logic, so let me form a conclusion.
Okay.
Why don't all men have jobs that anything they put their hands into would work? But it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So reality has shown us that anybody can work, anybody can provide. So if you have a relationship where things are working, you respect your your girlfriend or your wife, mm-hmm. value them, anybody can pay. I mean, me and my wife, we don't even discuss money. Hmm. All right?
Hmm.
If I have, I will pay. If she has, she will pay.
Wow.
Money has never been an issue. So I wonder why this last guy spoke a whole lot of things that I wanted to say.
Okay.
And then, yes, people should just reorientate themselves, you know, unlearn certain things that they learned while growing up,
right.
how they were programmed, and then look at reality,
right.
and then try and adjust. I think things will get better.
All right. Look at reality and adjust. Things will get better. Because if those who tell you a man must provide, the Bible, yada, 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 were right, then men wouldn't lose their jobs. Everything that men touch will continue to prosper and succeed. You know, I think that the problem is that when men hear, you know, you must provide, their mind goes only to money and provisions. They don't see that there are other ways to provide. One can provide in many ways. What women provide in the home is also provision. So if situation make crayfish bend and suddenly a man cannot provide in the conventional, pre-programmed way that men are raised to provide, then look for other ways to provide. Perhaps that will help with situations where you end up with a woman who is kind and supportive and helpful, and still you attack her, still you're looking for, she's not saying something, but I know she's saying something, you know, and so she has to walk on eggshells around you. I don't know, it's just food for thought. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll continue this conversation on the step down tomorrow. The step down happens every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. If you've never listened to the step down and this is your first time, welcome. It starts every Tuesday at 6:15. We talk very personally. We get really personal on the step down. It's very different from the rest of what we do on Hard Facts. The rest of what we do on Hard Facts is very news and current affairs and hard and Nigeria's problems. On the step down, it's very personal. And tomorrow we'll continue, so keep a date with me. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S Ezekwesili everywhere. Those were your Hard Facts, Lagos. Good night.